All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for a Netflix TV series called Lost in Space. And the creators are Irwin Allen, Matt Szama, and Burke Sharpless. It stars Molly Parker, Toby Stevens, and Maxwell Jenkins. And the synopsis is, after crash landing on an alien planet, the Robinson family fight against all odds to survive and escape, but they're surrounded by hidden dangers. And Keith, what is your view on Lost in Space?
I never watched the original. It wasn't Star Trek, so I moved on. And I'm going to say this, and I want no rebuttals, but I actually like the Lost in Space movie remake. I thought that was pretty decent. So this came in under the radar for me. I got to watching it, and I had to say that the first two or three episodes are pretty slow. And considering that it's 10 episodes long, the first couple episodes, I actually didn't like the characters that much. I ended up liking the father, Toby Smith's character, a lot. John Robinson, I felt his character was very likable, but the rest of the cast was pretty unlikable in my perspective. They did a twist to the whole Lost in Space premise in that you've got the family of five, you've got the robot, and you have Dr. Smith, who is sort of the pseudo-villain. And in the original series, Dr. Smith was always this kind of self-serving, conniving schemer who oftentimes got them all into trouble, that they all had to get him out of trouble and stuff. But he had a special rapport with the young kid, Will Robinson. And then you had the robot, who the whole Danger Will Robinson thing. In this case, the twist is Dr. Smith was a female and she's an outright criminal. Clearly some emotional and some psychological problems with her. The other twist is that the robot is a man-made robot. It's an alien-made robot. So it's the kind of the first foray they discover alien technology when they crash on this planet. The show starts out with them just kind of already in the Jupiter 2 and they crash. It's a colony ship, and each one of the families on the colony ship have their own Jupiter pods, Jupiter modules, which are those spaceships. Each one of the families has one, which serves as their landing pod, their home, and everything. So it's an interesting little twist. The entire colony crew is lost and launched to this other galaxy. And for the get-go, you kind of wonder, like, well, how the heck did that happen? How did they get lost in that? So as the episodes progress, more questions and more answers start popping up. And the story is kind of told through flashbacks. The other twist is that the family, the mom and dad, are not happily married. In fact, there's some tension there. The father isn't a scientist. He's actually a Marine. He's a Naval SEAL. So he's seen combat, and the kids are as smart like they were in the TV show. There's some kind of question mark on one of the kids who may or may not have be able to function in that environment and stuff. So there was a number of little things that popped off in the first couple episodes that I was just kind of like, this is kind of boring. And I kind of thought the kid, Will Robinson, was kind of annoying. And the only character I actually liked the first couple episodes was John Robinson. I think after episode 4 or 5, the characters started clicking for me. They started acting like the characters they are, and you can tell they were getting comfortable with their roles. The Dr. Smith character went from just being this twist, these crazy twist, to you're wondering, like, what the heck is going on with this person? But you kind of see that there's that likable quality in that, because Dr. Smith is played by Parker Posey, who's a pretty good actress. So her quirkiness shines through in the character. They kind of shy away from a lot of the sci-fi tropes and go for more of the family drama to an extent where it doesn't get too mushy or too goofy. They start getting real danger and stuff like that. And the planet they're stuck on is almost its own character. As each episode progresses, you start seeing that their situation is more and more dire because they're not alone. They've got other people there with them. And it just all starts to mesh. It almost plays out like Lost, the TV series. Everyone's got their own little past, and flashbacks start shedding light on the characters themselves. I was intrigued by it. I thought they were going to sit there and go with the whole robot wants to be a human angle and kind of play with that, or the little kid has the robot friend and stuff. It takes an almost darker turn several times. Some jacked up stuff happens with that. And there are a couple twists with the robot, a couple twists with the kid Will Robinson that I really liked. The end of the 10th episode, I was sold on the whole series. Looking forward to next season. It ended actually very strong, which is a plus for most of these Netflix shows because they taper out in the end. But I think Netflix has got a handle on their original TV series or their original series that they know how to structure a 10-episode story arc. did a pretty good job with this. It was a little slow, but anyone who does play it, I suggest you just give it at least 3 episodes, give it a shot, and you might like it. So because of the first 3 episodes, I'll drop it down a bit, but I'll give it a 7, a solid 7.5.
Okay. That's surprising.
I wasn't too enthusiastic about it, and a couple episodes kind of sucked, but I'll admit the last episode almost shed a man tear. Oh, that's jacked up. The little kid, Will Robinson, doesn't feel like he belongs, and he's doing what he can, and it's like what you think would happen when a little kid thinks he knows what he's doing. Would you expect him to fuck up? Damn, dude. It's unfortunate. Yeah, I liked it. I get a 7.5.
All right. That's the Beast Game Podcast.